Charlene, yeah, Charlene, oldest, one of the girls, she just saw the bonnet. It used to be, I have a nice, she's gray-headed, but now I haven't seen it in years.
Well, I thought,
didn't
you tell me your brother was a banker? Yeah.
Yeah, RL, he's a cashier that runs that bank that did, or he just... He'd been working there for several years, and they finally made him cashier of the whole outfit. And he got in there under Mr. and Mr. Health got him, and of course, he just turned it over to Aline's brother. And I loan him $2 or $3 hit Google.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you. That's really nice of you, Mr.
I didn't want him to get plumb without his money, so I let him have $1 or $2 along every once in a while. No, he's good to her. You know what she'll do? She's good. She'll order out a silver bucket. She won't even sign her name to the check. And that thing will go all the way around and get back down to Ariel, and he'll sign it first.
You don't mean it.
You see it.
Well, that's a handy thing to have. To have a brother
who's... He knows her handwriting and everything, and when he gets back to the bank, well, it's good because Roebuck doesn't sign it. He didn't care where she signed it not, because Roebuck doesn't sign it. It's good back to Roebuck, you know, and Roebuck, then they'd have to make it good on back, and Roebuck could have to jump on her, but he knows her signature, and they'll carry it over to him and said, well, see, here's another one of your sister's check. So he'll just sign a name to it, and it'll go then. She'll do that very thing. She gave a fellow a check one day and for some sweet potatoes. I think we brought some sweet potatoes. No, it was sweet potatoes, or peanuts, and molasses we got. But anyhow, I bought a thing, and she just put down the governor. That's all she put down. She didn't put the rest. I don't know whether it was Governor Jeff Davis, or Governor Jones, or Governor White.
Always signed Mrs. Governor Bell.
Huh?
Mrs. Governor Bell.
No, you didn't put Mrs. Governor Bell.
Yeah, but Mrs. Governor
didn't
put the
bell. Yeah, that's why I know. And he didn't know who it was. He couldn't figure out who Mrs. Governor was.
Oh.
And he brought it out to the dryer. I was hauling beans and rice and stuff, you know, from the farm. And he was, too. He was driving a truck for somebody else. And he brought it out there and showed it to me and said, did your wife give me a check for, I don't know, you left it uptown for him or something. Anyway, he had the check. He said she didn't finish signing her name to it. And I looked at it and I said, no, she sure didn't. So I asked to finish signing her name to it and give it back to him. Anyway, you know, it's funny, like, a lot of things happen like that. I had a brother that he gave his, had a hand working for him under daddy, you know, and
uh-huh.
Told him to go down that evening on Saturday. They're going, two boys are going to go down there. They're going to have one picture show, and they're going to have a little time down there Saturday night. So, and he gave this, told Henry, that was my brother's name, told him, he said, you give James a check. And so daddy always did that. He let the boys check on him. And so he gave James, first place they went to, you know, I tried to cash a check, and they wouldn't cash it, you know. And made Henry mad, he just up and told her to check it.
He did.
Yeah, he did something. Said, well, there ain't no count. Said, I just tear it up. So, and then he just loaned his buddy some money to, you know, out of his pocket.
Uh-huh.
He didn't need to know how much. He made him buy that because they said whoever it was didn't give him much more cash. No account.
Yeah.
He had signed it.
Yeah.
It would have been all right. You know? I've had him do that on me over at Hayes and Hazenhurst. So, yeah, I just write Governor Bell down. And they don't know who it is.
Over
in Hazen? Mm-hmm. I give a fellow a check for something other, and he went away and bought him some whiskey. And the whiskey man said he didn't know Governor Bell, but there was a fellow was working there under him, was clerking there. He said, and he heard him. He said, well, I said, let me see it. And they showed it to him. He said, I'll cash it for you. He said, I know him. Because he cashed it out of cashers because he knew me, you know, and everything. So he just went ahead and cashed it for him. But he said, I don't know who Governor Bell is. And he told him, said, well, I said, I know who Governor Bell is. Said, I've known him all my life. And said, I know that check's good. Said, no, I'll cash it. Said, if it flies up there, I'll take care of it. But it ain't going to fly up. But anyway, a lot of people just go.